it's time once again for Bad Radio Reports. Spanning the globe to bring you everything you need to know to survive in our complex and ever-changing world. Ignore it, and you could die. And now, your Bad Radio Reports correspondents, Bob Sturm, Dan McDowell, and...
It's a ticket for rip.
All right, so...
He's at 19th. Can we give up now?
He's one under.
Well, he's 18 under.
He's a couple off the pace.
18 spots under the leader.
Yeah, well...
So, let's...
It's early. He's on the front nine.
Put that thing back in your pants.
Tiger's on the prowl.
Oh, God.
He missed a birdie putt, though, that he should have made last hole.
He missed the bird?
He had a bogey on five.
Hey, yo, what up, bird?
You're the best, Mino.
It's a little bit of a shoehorn, but I'll take it.
I played it last segment, too.
I know, and I didn't even know why, but anyways, here's Dan.
Because he snitched, you know, and then the Dwight Howard snitch. I was proud of that one.
Give yourself a
point. I bat flipped.
All right, today's reports is going to deal with media guys getting fired for different reasons. Why did Pants DJ get fired? Was that for watching porn at work?
I think it was a litany of transgressions, including having a condom fall out of the bottom of his pants, which I still have a lot of questions about. You ever get up from the toilet and realize that your phone is like you dropped it while you were looking at it, and it's like in your leg? Well, he did that with condoms, and they just fell out in the office. But yeah, it was that. It was harassment. It was
well. This particular
porno.
Media guy was watching porn at work.
I mean, whomst amongst?
And I like my separation of porn and work. Yeah, church, state, porn, work. I like them all separate.
Overnights, though.
Maybe, yeah. This guy wasn't on overnights. But sports and porn, I don't need them mixed. I'm fine. You just don't need to throw in scantily clad women at my sports game. Just like I don't need a 30-yard Zeke run, like, spliced in the middle of a porn. I'm fine having a separate time to watch sports. I don't need to see TNA at halftime, you know. I'm fine without it. I just don't need to mix those worlds.
We've always agreed on that.
Well, this person was a traffic reporter. Now, this has kind of been swept under the rug a bit, but it was sent to me by somebody who works at iHeartMedia. And the iHeartMedia fired a traffic guy. Now, what you may or may not know about traffic reports, and I don't know if this is done all across the nation, but it is in Colorado, where there's a traffic guy, and he's like at his spot, wherever that is, and he will feed various stations in the same market. So it might be competing radio stations, but it'll be the same voice. He'll use a different name.
They're paying for a service.
Yeah, they pay for the traffic service. So they've got one helicopter that is out there giving them quick updates, but then he's the guy reading it. And sometimes he will kind of pre-record something and they'll just put it into the system. Sometimes he'll do it live. So this is a station in Colorado that throws it to the traffic guy, but he's sitting there watching porn. And at least three stations aired this, aired him watching porn for 3 minutes. So here, let me just play you exactly how it played out last week on Colorado radio. A few different stations, this particular one is KPAW.
Get ready to play ball, or watch it, or listen to it. The Rockies will open the 60-game Major League Baseball season on the road July 24th in a new ballpark in Arlington, Texas. They'll face the Rangers for two games, and that'll be followed by two games against the A's in Oakland. Then, on Friday night, July 31st, the Rockies host the San Diego Padres at Coors Field. During the 60-game season, the Rockies will play teams from the NL West and the AL West. That's the latest. I'm Pat Woodard.
From the Empire Painting Traffic Center, your Northern Colorado Painting Professionals, 92.9 The Bear Traffic.
I want to see my... I told you.
told you I'm petite, so gotta deal with my small.
That's bullshit.
He didn't like that one.
She was petite.
Hear him clicking around.
Show me more d***s.
He's a screen talker. He's talking to the screen.
I can take this up if you want.
Show me the d***s.
Let me fast forward now because
okay.
He gets a little graphic in the what he's wanting them to show him.
Did he also just run the 100?
He's
the Houston 500.
Heart rate is going up for sure.
That's a point.
But he's imploring them to show him something. Now, much like if you're at a movie theater yelling "Watch out!" at the screen, they can't hear you. Hell, if you're in the upper deck yelling at the pitcher for the opposing team, they can't hear you either. But that doesn't stop you from yelling at Mike Trout or whoever, right? So that's he's given coaching tips. He's not happy with some of the sites he's clicking on. He's asking for more of this and more of that, and perhaps will land somewhere that he does like.
He also, by the way, appears to be a very choosy shopper.
Yeah.
I mean, he's clicking through.
Yeah, well, you got a lot going on, you know? It's that's the day and age that we live in.
Okay.
So this actually aired on a couple of different Colorado radio stations. They had thrown it to traffic. This is all they got. This is going to be kind of... I don't know if he notices the time or if this was a pre-recorded thing or what, but...
So far, so good. The drive through Fort Collins, no major issues. Pretty minimal this morning.
Pros?
College got a lot of traffic
pro.
This kind of building.
An absolute pro's pro.
How about this? I just noticed this. He says traffic pretty minimal this morning.
Oh, dear.
Morning porn guy. That's kind of like...
Hey, don't knock it till you tried it.
Sometimes, morning porn guy?
Sometimes you only have about a 30-minute window at the house by yourself. Thanks, COVID.
So the board op doesn't just bail out of this?
Yeah, so I definitely have a lot of questions.
So if Becca goes 30 seconds, or if she goes 6 seconds without talking, it's on to the ticker. Like, we don't just let them go.
Yeah. So, understood if you...
Maybe it's a computer on it? Like, it's just loaded into the system? Maybe it's a news station?
That is... That's sometimes you have multiple...
Load
board
the news
op
report.
He'll come back over.
Load
the
traffic report. Load, yeah. You know, it's just kind of an all... kind almost pre-recorded whole morning show.
Right. And then you do have someone there, but they may be doing three different radio stations.
And maybe
and it's
the
their
dude,
job to go...
The
yeah.
dude erroneously didn't, you know, cut... Edit his audio right when he loaded it into the system.
See, whenever you
but
first...
this played.
When you first mentioned this, I thought it was going to be... kind of like the prank that Mino will pull, where whenever Corby's trying to plug his computer in, he'll fire off a porn drop like that was playing on another window. That maybe they go to the guy's computer,
yeah.
And his report had porn behind his report, not actual audio of him watching porn. And then my other question is, are there people that just watch porn and aren't doing it with a goal?
That's what I've always thought. I go there for...
They look at the editing and lighting.
Comment section.
You're going
comment
there.
Section.
There's a start and a finish.
Right.
You know, there is a finish line, and, you know... You
and
just,
I'll make it a sprint. I'm not... I don't even need it to be...
Just like you can lose all interest in her when it's that
right.
magical line has been crossed, you...
Pull the chute.
I usually... Okay. Don't really care what else happens in this. I'm now done. I went here for one purpose, not just to kind of like,
You don't care how things play out with the hero?
No,
or...
it's not like you've already watched the first three seasons of The Americans, and now you need to see how it ends because you've invested so much time.
Yeah, put so much into this porn. But how about talking to the screen? We've always talked about this. There are, if you go to like Pornhub or other free porn sites, where you can click on tons of different videos. If you click on a video, scroll down. Why? People comment.
Hundreds of people.
And they like write a little paragraph or something, or maybe just a quick sentence, or just maybe it's a comment about really like this at the 320 mark, or it's insane. It's weird. It's
beyond.
But here's a dude who no longer has a job, so just make sure you... You know, double check. We try to tell the interns, double check the editing. You know, maybe listen through it a little bit. It might take you two extra minutes, but you're here for 3 hours, right? Go ahead, take that 2 minutes, listen to the whole cut, make sure it sounds good. But, you know.
In his case, though, really, even the stranger thing about it is, if you were speaking with a colleague and they came in and your mic was on and you accidentally recorded that, and maybe you just said something off color and you sent it along, almost as excusable. If you're watching porno right before you start filing your traffic report, don't you finish your traffic report and immediately think, I've got to get the part where I was watching some porno out of there?
I don't know.
Don't you think?
It's hard to... I always separate my traffic with and my porn. So another story about guy in media fired is Nick Cannon. Who's
Nick
he married
Cannon
to?
Cannon is hilarious. Well, he used to be Mariah Carey.
That's right. That's how I knew of him. And, well, he apparently has a podcast.
He's a mogul.
He's on Viacom CBS. That's who ended up firing him. He was interviewing... Now, I just know the surface level of this story. You said you kind of had more details. He was interviewing former Public Enemy rapper or member Richard Griffin.
Professor Griff.
And he has recently, well, I guess repeatedly, maybe not just recently, for a long time, referenced fringe conspiracy theories about Jewish people. Didn't this get an NBAer or a former NBAer in trouble recently?
Well, it started with DeSean Jackson, whose quote-unquote Hitler quote was actually from a book that was somewhat about the black Hebrew Israelites. Then Stephen Jackson, former NBA player, decided to put out a message, who, by the way, works for ESPN, saying, hey, nothing wrong with what he said. And other NBA players, including Kevin Durant, liked DeSean Jackson's post when it was up there. There's also an NBA tie-in to the Nick Cannon story, but we can get to that as we proceed.
Okay. Want to just carry that over then? Because all I have is that he was fired. I have just a couple of small quotes. He said that black people are the true Hebrews. He was praising Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, or Luis.
I believe Luis is what we learned, yes.
Louis. Louis C. Farrakhan.
For Lin-Manuel Miranda.
And Viacom CBS said, let's see, we have spoken with Nick Cannon about an episode of his podcast, Cannon's Class, which promoted hateful speech and spread anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. I had somebody, a pro-Semitic, email me and say, you're saying anti-Semitic. I was saying Semitic.
See, I was about to call you on it.
It's Semitic. And as I look at the spelling, it's Semitic.
Well, I know
Semitic.
It's spelling, but
so
why
somebody,
has no one ever corrected us on that?
Well, some lady, nice lady, just did on email. So let's hear the... let's follow up on this and continue stuff next with, you'll tell me more about Nick Cannon being fired and the NBA tie-in.